But the rich man lets his son go away. But of course, he hasn't given up hope, and he has recourse to a trick. He sends two poor-looking men, miserable-looking men, and through them he engages the poor man, his son, at double wages to work for him. And what is the work that is given? Clearing away dirt. The son clears away dirt. Now, what does this mean? Now, according to the four elders, in their own interpretation of the parable, this represents, the son's clearing away dirt represents, the rather narrow, selfish type of religious life. The religious life which is aimed only at individual development, so-called, to the exclusion of any concern with others. And the four elders, led by Mahakashyapa in the sutra, they identify this sort of religious life, this sort of approach, with the old Hinayana. Now, this is perhaps rather strong to speak of the Hinayana in this way, and I think we can give this episode, or this incident, or this little detail, a better interpretation, at least one that is more contemporary. And I suggest that the clearing away of the dirt in which the poor man, the son, is engaged, represents the whole process, the whole business of psychoanalysis. After all, the alienated person undergoes analysis. And what does the dirt represent, the heap of dirt? Surely that's all his repressions. He's engaged in removing them, resolving them. And of course, it all takes a rather a long time. The text itself mentions a period of 20 years. And we all know, or at least maybe some of us know, that analysis does sometimes take as long as that. So maybe we can interpret this little episode of clearing away the dirt in this sort of way. The dirt is all our negative emotions, all our repressions, our complexes, and so on.